Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. A little slow start this morning here in northern Indiana. Snowy, wet, sloppy morning. Traveling's a little slow, but it's doable. And it's good to be together as I share this morning. Talking this week and praying about, well, immeasurably more in our prayer life. And sometimes that means we're praying more than what we were praying. God says to pray without ceasing, so if we reach that extent, there's hard to think that we can pray more than that. But the other side of it is to pray in a way that we see God do immeasurably more through our prayers. And I think that's accomplished when we begin to pray according to God's will, when we begin to spend time in His Word so that our prayer life matches what He desires for us. And it begins to not change Him, but it begins to change us. And it changes the way we view people. It changes the way we view Him. It changes the way we view ourselves. And so yesterday we talked about praying in all ways. And he says to pray with request and intercession and thanksgiving and all kinds of prayers. Well, today we're going to turn and focus on praying for everyone. Matthew 5, verses 43 and 44, Jesus says, "You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Now, obviously, it only tells us to pray for those who persecute us. But I suspect that if we reach that extent in our prayer life, that we've reached the point of praying for everyone, as those would likely be the last people we would want to pray for, we would think to pray for. And God's desire is that we learn that communication with Him is better than anything else. When I used to be the dean of a fifth and sixth grade camp week, and I would talk with the faculty that would volunteer for the week, and that was my number one conflict resolution tool. And there were others that sometimes we had to get to, but I says, if you have campers that aren't getting along with each other, or campers that aren't getting along with you, or faculty that aren't getting along with one another, or faculty that aren't getting along with me, whatever that may be, says the first approach is to get those that are in conflict to sit down and pray for each other. Not just pray with each other, pray for each other. And obviously that's a little easier to do in a church camp setting than it is in the workplace setting or the school setting or wherever setting you might be in, but you can at least do that from your side, even if the other person isn't willing. And I've discovered that it's pretty difficult to stay angry, at least to the point of hostility, with someone that you're praying for. And I believe that's God's intent as He considers how we move beyond loving our neighbor, praying for those who do good for us, to loving our enemies and praying for them. And when we begin to consider what that looks like. And I'm not talking about praying destruction upon our enemies. I think of the apostles walking along and getting offended and telling Jesus, "You want us to call down lightning on them?" and kind of thing. I'm not talking about praying judgment upon them. Swallowed a bug. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about praying for goodness, to recognize that the way we love our enemies is to pray that they would no longer be enemies. Just as the way God loved us, He sent Jesus while we were still enemies in our mind with him so that we would no longer be enemies. And when we begin to learn to pray for one another, I mentioned yesterday a prayer bookmark that we made available here at Deer Run on Sunday. And this idea that we'll each day pray for a specific person. And some of them will be easy to pray for. Loved ones, friends, neighbors. Some of them will be a little more difficult. Those that we disagree with. Those that are living without Jesus and might seem offensive to us. And yet God's desire is that we pray for everyone. And we pray according to God's will that none would perish, but that all would come to repentance. And I think it's important that we recognize that God's desire isn't simply that people avoid hell, it's that they be transformed by the power of Christ. By the power of Christ. And we pray in that regard. Oftentimes when I pray for people that are in the hospital for various reasons, sometimes surgery, sometimes sickness, and those things that take us to the hospital. And obviously we tend to first off pray for healing, which is good. I pray for the doctors. I think God has given people great wisdom in being helpers in providing the healing that God wants to do. But beyond that, I pray that the patient becomes a witness for Jesus to the nurses, to the doctors, to the medical staff, to the janitors, to all that they will encounter. You see, God's plan for us is that wherever we are, is that we're representatives of Jesus. And his desire for his children is that we pray for one another. Next week, we're going to spend a week focused on immeasurably more love, and we'll delve more into how this looks. But for today, we're going to focus on prayer. And so I ask, as we go to prayer and spend time with God, are there people in your life that you're not willing to pray for? You may not say that, and it may come as a shock to you as you examine, but you kind of skip over them. You encounter them, but it never crosses your mind to pray for them. It's not that you're deliberately not praying for them, you're just not deliberately praying for them. A lot of knots in there, but hopefully you get the point. I know there have been people in my life that have reacted in such a way, and I've reacted in such a way, that it's difficult. Especially to pray that God would use them in some way. And yet God's desire is that we pray for those we love. We pray for our enemies. We pray for those that persecute us. And we pray that they would all live in relationship with Jesus. And that God's will would be done here on earth just as it is in heaven. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has prepared a way for us even while we were enemies with you. And you've taught us and given us the example of Jesus on how to treat our enemies, how to pray for them, how to desire the best for them. And the best is that they would walk in relationship with you. And Father, for those that persecute us in some way, and I know sometimes we use that word so lightly when we consider the severe persecution of Christians around the world. May we recognize how you would have us to pray. that we would pray that all would come to repentance, to that saving knowledge of Jesus. And Father, for those who may have mistreated us, and we just as soon not think about them, let alone pray for them, may you help us to pray. For those that are outside of relationship with you, whose life may be an embarrassment to you and to us, may we recognize they still have value. They still are a person that you desire to see restored, to see redeemed. And so whoever it is that we may cross paths with and find repulsive in some way, may we pray for them. Father, for those that just kind of rub us the wrong way and seem to irritate us, and every time that we turn around, and perhaps there's someone that always has to have the last word or prove that they're better or smarter or something, instead of becoming defensive and engaging in conflict, may we pray. Help us to pray for those that we don't get along with. Whether it's a active not getting along or it's just we just avoid each other. May we learn to pray for one another just as you have called us to. And Father, may our love for one another result in a prayer life that is immeasurably more than what we could think or imagine. And may the results of that prayer life see many people come to know Jesus. May our conflicts be used to motivate us to greater prayer. And may that greater prayer life motivate us to modify our life in any area that's outside of your will and outside of your instructions, outside of your word. Father, may we truly be those that examine ourselves first. We take those planks out of our eyes as we begin to pray for one another. We begin to pray for everyone. Father, as we pray for everyone, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly, greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.